fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 25th day of April. The prepper tip of the day, it's springtime. Be sure and check out your boots and shoes for springtime activity. Make sure they're in good condition, that they will protect your feet and not let you down at the worst possible moment. Get a good pair of insoles. They make a huge, huge difference. You'll be glad you did. Don't forget the merino wool socks. I wear mine year round, whether it's 10 degrees or 110 degrees. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff is a gentleman who began a quest more than 20 years ago to understand the true threat posed by international communism to the West, to our ways of life. And he has a website. It's jrnyquist.com. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, events in the world continue to move forward in unexpected ways, don't they, sir?
Yes, yes. I would hate to have to predict the future. That would be hard.
That was my job in military intelligence, was to know future events before they happened, which frequently we did, not always, but frequently we did. But one of the things I found out, which is one reason I decided not to go into the CIA, is that the work we did at the lower levels was disregarded at the higher levels, which would be a pretty maddening way to spend a 40-year career, wouldn't it?
Oh, gosh, yes. And, of course, yes, the people at the higher levels, you see, they're so much smarter than we are that they don't have to listen to anything that's true or real from the ground.
Right. Well, I have a real-world example. You probably recall, maybe not having lived through it, but I did, the Tet Offensive in Vietnam in 1968. I knew 4 months before it happened that it was going to happen. And while the U.S. Army wasn't getting ready for it, 20-year-old Corporal John Moore was getting ready for it. And it was maddening, knowing that this was coming, telling my buddies that I worked with to get ready, while at the same time the U.S. Army was doing nothing I was aware of, which is why we took so many casualties those first 2 weeks. It did not need to happen, Jeff. It simply did not need to happen. What the work you're doing now is very similar to what I was doing as an intelligence analyst, and similar to some of the work I do, which is to become aware of these of the people, their motivations, their goals, and to issue warnings to our fellow citizens based on our knowledge and our observations. Correct, Jeff?
Yes, that's true. If you know you have an enemy and you have studied his plans and you watch his moves, just like in that example from the Tet Offensive, you know something's about to happen. You want people to be prepared. And you don't want them to be hurt or lose loved ones when it's unnecessary, when all we have to do is prepare. And, of course, in the case of Russia and China, you know, it's funny, John, these big things that happen in the world, anybody who studies, who really takes a look, can see, well, that's pretty simple. I remember I was with Colonel Stanislav Lunev at dinner in Los Angeles with a former British politician and some media people. And this British, former British MP, that's member of parliament, said that Russia was, you know, he quoted the Churchill quote, that it was a mystery wrapped in an enigma, you know.
Right.
And Lunev, you know, laughed and said, no, Russia's very simple. This is very simple. He said they want to destroy NATO. They want to dominate Europe. You know, it's simple. And this was in 1999.
Right.
And, of course, none of that ever changes. It hasn't changed. It's the same.
Exactly.
And when they make a move and you know what they want, you know, it's like when the child reaches for the cookie jar. Oh, yeah, he wants a cookie. You know, he's going to try to get at that jar. You got to put it up outside of his reach if you don't want him to take all the cookies. You know.
That's right.
Simple.
That's right. Well, the Russian Politburo must really, in private, make, and the Russian high command in the military, they must be really having fun and drinking very expensive champagne and expensive caviar about the soon to happen victory that they've been planning since 1917, and how easy it's been to come into the United States and behind the scenes with their cultural Marxism convince Americans that little girls should play full contact football, that little boys can dress up like girls and go to the girls' restroom, and all the bizarre, freakish things that communist Marxist infiltrators have been able to pull off in this free society. They must be having great toasts and great celebrations at their impending victory. Right, Jeff?
Yeah. Well, in fact, Alexander Solzhenitsyn once wrote that in Moscow, there were always howls of laughter at what our experts were saying about Russia, that they thought our experts were just the biggest joke in the world, our experts on Russia. And it's a terrible thing because it's true. I'll tell you a story. I was in graduate school, and I was forced to go to a seminar by a man who just got his PhD. He was working for the Rand Corporation at the time, and he just completed a paper about guerrillas communist guerrillas in Colombia. And I'm listening to this guy, and one of the first things out of his mouth is that, you know, this is back in 1986 or 7. And the first thing out of his mouth is that, of course, Cuba and Russia do not support the communist guerrillas in Colombia, and that there's no evidence that they ever have.
Really?
And I interrupted him, and I said, but wait, even if you don't have any evidence, it's logical that they would support them, because, after all, they're committed to supporting such people in their revolutionary aim. And a famous American political scientist, a professor, a senior professor, whose name was David Easton, who was there, he was singled out by Alan Bloom in his book, The Closing of the American Mind, for criticism. pulled me aside and told me basically to shut up. This guy had his PhD and I needed to listen and learn. And so I always had a little curiosity about how this was perpetrated, how this idea came about. And, of course, later I learned that, you know, David Easton was a closet Bolshevik, so to speak, and had great sympathies with the left. But I met a CIA officer some years ago who had served in Colombia for more than 20 years and had also served in Cuba briefly. And I told him the story about this guy and his statement. And he laughed and he said, well, you know, it's funny. That same year I was working in Cuba and my wife would have to stand in the queue that's in the line to get food. And the people she was standing in line with were the Colombian guerrillas who had come to Cuba for training.
So, right.
Yeah, training, I mean, it's just a known fact. I mean, to people on the ground, yeah, the Colombians were being trained in Cuba. Not only were they supported, they were even going there and training. And here's this guy sitting in a seminar, getting a fancy job at RAND. He's probably been making six figures ever since. He might have gone on to work at the CIA or some other intelligence group. And he's just a complete fool. A complete fool. Where he got that idea.
Communists have a term for men like and women like that. Useful idiots.
Yeah.
That's what they call useful idiots.
Yeah.
That's what that they call them.
And then there's useless idiots too. We mustn't forget those.
Absolutely.
But yeah,
Jeff, we got a caller on hold here. We got Steve in North Carolina. Good morning, Steve.
Hello.
Go ahead, Steve. You're on the air.
How you doing, Mr. John?
Good, good. What can we help you with?
Well, I got an off-topic question. I heard you speak, it was a number of years ago, probably 4 or 5 years, maybe six. You were speaking of a pellet rifle that would drop a, you know, a boar or a deer.
I do occasionally talk about those. The name, the brand of air rifle that you can shoot deer with is Air Force, and you can find these for sale at Pyramid Air.
Pyramid Air, and they run about a grand or so.
Around $1,000 to get you in the door. Yep.
Air Force, okay. Okay. That's the only question I had, and I'm sorry for bothering you.
Well, no problem. We appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Huh? You're welcome. I got to see one of the air, the Lewis and Clark expedition had two air rifles with them, and one of them is at the weapons, firearms museum there at Bass Pro in Springfield, Missouri. And that was more than 200 years ago that they had air rifles they could shoot deer with. That's nothing new, just a little bit better. Okay, well, getting back to the international communist threat, nothing's changed. And that's what the whole plan was, to deceive the West. And this deception took place in 1989, 1990 time frame, about 2 year period of time. We had the appearance of communism collapsing worldwide. The East European communist countries allegedly becoming democracies, the Soviet Union collapsing and the Russian Federation coming up, China becoming a capitalist country, and so forth. It was all a preconceived, orchestrated event, nothing that took place spontaneously. Right, Jeff?
Moscow, in fact, Robert Bukhar, I think I mentioned his film, Reality Be Damned was the title of the book. I think that was the title of the film, too. And it was, he interviewed former members of the STB, that's the Czech KGB, and they said that the Velvet Revolution was ordered from Moscow, and that they actually, one STB officer that he interviewed was the student who was shot. He played the part of a dead student. And there's actually a memorial for him every year. And the Russians gave him a plane ticket to Moscow to leave the country, but he didn't use it. You know, so the whole Velvet Revolution was staged. It was fake. If you read Andrew Cadrescu's book, Andrei Cadrescu's book, The Hole in the Flag, explains that in Romania, Ceausescu didn't want to go. So the Russians overthrew him through their agents in the Romanian military. And he tells the story in that book, The Hole in the Flag. Cadrescu was a Romanian who had defected to the United States, and he was one of the first Romanians to go into back into Romania from the West when that revolution happened in December of 1989. And he tells the story. But, you know, it's so funny. Andrei Cadrescu is a famous broadcaster and poet here in the U.S., and nobody paid any attention to his book. It was as if he hadn't written it. Nobody said, wait a minute, I mean, the Romanian Revolution was a fraud. It was not as it was depicted. It was done by Moscow. I mean, this is a very important fact. And then, of course, you know that Walesa in Poland has been exposed as an agent of the secret police.
Right, right. Absolutely.
You know, so there's that revolution gone up in smoke.
Yeah. Ceausescu didn't get the memo. He was shot to death, I believe. It was the only real bloodletting out of all those East European countries that I'm aware of. He didn't get the memo.
Yeah, he didn't want to go. And you know, when they gave you an order to go, you had to go, and he wouldn't go. So you know, but you know, and of course, none of these things that have occurred. Occurred smoothly for the Russians. I wouldn't make that claim. And I've talked to KGB people who've explained it from their side. You know, and you know, if you ever get to talk to somebody who is willing to tell you the truth about what went on there, you will find out that it was planned in advance, and you could see that there's stories from every one of those countries. That the communist structures remain in place in those countries. But the Russians weren't planning for this process to go on more than 25 years. They were planning to have a victory in a few years out of it. And to help explain why it happened the way it did, the Russians did not expect Germany to be united so quickly. They expected it to be a several-year process in which they could take over the United Germany and it would go with them.
Right.
But what happened is that there was an assassination of an important banking official in Germany. The Russians suspect it was the British who did it, and it caused Germany to be reunited within a year, and the Soviet army found itself on the territory of a NATO country, and their specialists defected. And the army became useless overnight. So that's kind of the beginning of the unraveling. They made a simple error in a very complicated and very effective plan, but it didn't mean that they'd lost because, as this one KGB officer told me, he went and met with the head of the KGB, and he said, "Have we lost?" And he said, "No, the plan is still good. We've lost some ground, but we'll play a long game, and we'll get it all back." I mean, that was their attitude.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there's been some glitches. I was in Prague, Czech Republic, and I have several friends that escaped from there. And the Czech people are embracing freedom. They are becoming quite heavily armed. The general population is becoming quite heavily armed. And the general population wants nothing to do with communism. And I must applaud the former East European communist countries. I believe, I'm right when I say this, Jeff, I believe all of them are, I have to make the exception of Germany, which is united together. But with the exception of Germany, they have become the most resistant to the Muslim immigration, all these former East European countries. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the InterShelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The InterShelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by 2 men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 25th of April, visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.com. Link to my links page as well at my website. Jeff, we are you and I, and others, of course, are the watchmen on the wall, crying out to wake people up, alert them, let them know the true dangers that we're facing. I'm pretty sure that Donald Trump knows what you and I know. I have no doubt to believe otherwise. And he has a monumental job ahead, decades upon decades of cultural Marxism changing our country in very adverse ways, having people growing up believing that black is white, white is black when it comes to accepted norms. It's a challenge. One president can't change all these things in 2 4-year terms. If we're going to turn this around, it will take decades, won't it, sir?
Yes, it will. It's generational, and it requires, you know, it's going to be the school of hard knocks, because we're experiencing negative effects from cultural Marxism. You know, the younger generation is being cheated out of an education by being given this indoctrination in political correctness, thinking that's what right and wrong is. And they're going to learn the hard way. That's the sad part. I mean, John, you and I mean, I'm turning 60 this year. You're 10 years older than I am.
Right.
We've lived our lives. We've seen what a country is. We've seen the changes. We know what they mean. But these poor younger people, they've been sold a bill of goods.
They have. They have. And it's been a decline in civil society. When I was a boy, 8, 10 years old, I would look at National Geographic, and I learned very quickly how to tell when you were looking at photographs of primitive Stone Age people, because they would have pieces of metal sticking out of their face and tattoos all over their body. That's how you could tell that you were looking at photographs of primitive, barbaric Stone Age people.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting that we're back there, you know.
Yes. That's one tiny example. The new norm is a dramatic decrease in civilization, in my opinion. Look at photographs of the FBI's most wanted from the 1930s. The worst criminals, the toughest guys who did the worst crimes, they're all wearing coats and ties in their photographs. Every one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even the criminals were of a higher caliber, right?
They were.
Yeah.
They were.
Yeah.
And now we have school teachers showing up for work. I was at a high school on business a few years back in one of the major metropolitan high schools here in Metro St. Louis. And I was there at lunchtime, and I saw a group of about 20 young men and women off to the side who clearly weren't high school students. I thought they must be visiting from somewhere. I wasn't sure where. They were all dressed like they got their clothes at Goodwill, and it turned out they were the teachers. And wearing attire that may be suitable to do yard work on a Saturday afternoon, but not in a professional setting, in my opinion, to be teaching students in a school. I was quite dismayed. The teachers in my high school, public high school in the country, the women all had to wear a dress. They were not allowed to wear any slacks. And the men all had to wear a dress shirt and a tie and appropriate trousers to go with it. If they didn't, they would be sent home and dismissed. And the girls all had to wear a dress. That was mandated. And the boys had to wear suitable attire. Almost no boys wore a T-shirt, because we all knew that T-shirts were underwear, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Yeah,
a T-shirt is
underwear.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm always shocked when I see people going to formal events, even to church, wearing, you know, flappers like they're going to the beach. You know, those little plastic shoes that you wear to the beach that
flip-flop.
Are open-toed. It's like, flip-flops. It's like, what are they doing? But the disrespect that people have now and for each other in this country, and the disrespect of adults, of parents, of teachers, the use of foul language has become just all pervasive.
It has, unfortunately. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here.
We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 25th of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Interesting free downloads there, things that will inform you, things that will educate you. Let's see if I can find something here that would be really helpful here for some people. And here it is. This is for Jeff here. Under free downloads, Jeff, it's a 1,000-page book. The title is Matrix 3, Volume 2. It's more than 1,000 pages. It's a reference book. And I'm going to click on this reel here to maybe build a little bit of buzz. 1,010 pages. Here's the subtitle. The Psychosocial, Chemical, Biological, and Electromagnetic Manipulation of Human Consciousness by Vladimir Valerian. First edition printing, October 1995. I've got an original hard copy of this. It is 1,010 pages. The difference between this book and many similar books is most books of this nature, they give you footnotes to go to the library and find original source material to prove their point. What this book does is reprint in the entirety original source material. That's why it's 1,010 pages. Great book. I highly recommend. Also, my website, of course, you'll find the energy cleaner for sale. This is my home business. If you've got arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, you need an energy cleaner. Not getting a great night's sleep? Well, you need an energy cleaner. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. And the mattress pads that go with it, well, it's a great combination. Everything's right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. And keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. I have a toll-free hour line for energy cleaners and mattress pads and my other products, of course, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.com. There's a link on my links page. Jeff, we've got a caller on hold here. We've got Michael in New York. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I appreciate you guys and the topic, especially today with the cultural Marxism to destroy our republic and our Christian culture. And the devil's clearly, they've succeeded in getting quite far. I just wanted to add a couple other factors verifying that. The debasement of music, turn it on the radio today is very difficult. And there is some talent out there, a little bit here and there, say, hey, there's some talent. Otherwise, it's pure garbage, irritating noise, pure crap, especially the crap rap, let alone real heavy metal with just whining, screeching vocals, no real melody, no real vocal quality. And, you know, me, as a musician, classical pianist, Spanish guitarist, and I do write modern stuff as well, but it's very musical, always appreciated by everybody that listens or gets it, because it's real music, and it can you can score it. When you hear this garbage today, I'm always laughing like, hey, can I get a score at the music store of that rap tune? You know, none of it's scorable because it isn't music. All real music has a sheet music form. It's scored into sheet music so somebody else can perform it.
I got a follow-up on that, Michael. My president, Charlton Heston, he was a stockholder in one of the major recording companies, which gave him the privilege, of course, as a stockholder to turn the annual meeting. And he stood up and read the lyrics from one of the quote-unquote rap songs that that recording outfit was publishing. The most vile, despicable language that you can imagine being read out loud to the stockholders meeting, and it was shocking, of course, to the people in attendance. And it should have been that they were publishing this vile language to the public. And I agree with what you're saying, Michael. This is by design.
It's very degrading. They know that. You know, those that control the industry, just like in Hollywood controlling that industry, it's all very degrading instead of uplifting. The Renaissance period, when Europe came out of the Dark Ages, literally the Dark Ages, right? And all of a sudden, bam, there's this Renaissance. Well, what they know, the enemy knows, and it's lost among the the teachers, the academics today, unfortunately, the music came first. The Renaissance music appeared first. Then suddenly, bam, this culture, this new Renaissance culture with innovation and real intelligence thought, which brings me now to education, another factor. Dumbing the kids down so dumb that they don't have a clue about anything. They can't even calculate basic math. It's so bad. And then you guys covered the dress. I've seen idiots, teenager, early 20s, walking around with the pants literally down around the knees, their underwear. That's what you've seen them in. And it's like, you got to be kidding. I mean, you know, I could call you all kinds of names. You could act tough and try to, you know, fight back. And you wouldn't stand a chance because your pants are around your knees.
a friend of mine owns a business, and I visited his business, and one of his employees, a female employee, was wearing pajama bottoms to work, thinking that was proper attire.
There you go, gentlemen.
Yeah,
and then the language, right? You know, the debasement, the grading of the language, where it's no longer you know, good morning, how are you, have a nice day, yo, you know, what's up, right? really, really sad, guys, because I've been around like you guys have been. And to see where we are now from where we were 50, 60 years ago, and it wasn't perfect then, for sure, but compared to now, it was very perfect. Yeah. And it's really very disheartening, but, you know, the Lord is good, and
media-driven.
The devils can
it's
only get so far.
It is. It's yep. media-driven, yep, and media is controlled by cultural Marxists. Michael,
exactly.
Thank you for the call.
God bless you.
Okay. I appreciate it. Any follow-up, Jeff?
Well, I would say another point. This point about music is brilliant. He's right. It is about degrading man. And if you look at everything that has happened in terms coming from the left, whether it's the claim that human beings evolved from lower animals to the universe, you know, there's no creator, there's no God, all of these things are degrading. If we got here by accident, you know, this is horrifying. This is degrading. This turns the world into a horror show. And, of course, then there's no right or wrong. There's no moral order in the universe. And man can do whatever he wants, which is also a very scary idea. You know, it's like Dostoevsky and the Brothers Karamazov, or even worse, Aleister Crowley and his black magic. Do what thou wilt is the whole of the law, saying that, you know, if God is dead, then we can do anything to each other, and there's no punishment. There's no morality. It's all just a fiction. And this is so degrading, so incredibly degrading. And Marxism is really based on that.
And so that's
how they can so easily say that women should be men and men should be women. Everything should be turned, you know, as you said earlier, right is wrong and wrong is right. And you know, if you think about it, John, everything it used to be the backbone of the moral person was that they were loyal to God, family, and country. And now if you look at the left, it's anti-God, anti-family, anti-country. Everything is designed around that model.
It is. It is. Our next caller here is Paul in New Jersey. Good morning, Paul.
Hello, gentlemen. Hello?
You're on air, Paul. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if any of you guys are familiar with the work of William Lind, and he wrote some really good articles over at LouRockwell.com about fifth-generation warfare. And what he basically says is, you know, the first three and four types of warfare were conventional, and then it became guerrilla warfare. And now it's informational war. So when you're talking about fighting communists, it would make sense before we, you know, put on our tin helmets and go off to war, the first thing we would have to do is fight the domestic communists culturally before we fight the communists overseas who supposedly, according to your claims, want to take us over or destroy us. So the war is domestic. Let's start with that. It's informational. Second of all, it's this cultural Marxism you decry is being handed down by overwhelmingly Jewish CEOs. It's a tribal thing of Jewish cultural zeitgeist or cultural, you know, propaganda that they are putting out. I mean, you got Sumner Redstone. He's telling the kids to put on the rap music. His real name is Murray Rothstein. He's Jewish. And he runs MTV. Right? Then you got Robert Iger over at Disney. He's promoting homosexual marriage. He's Jewish. He's running Disney. Then you got Brian Roberts over at NBC. That means they own some of the cable networks. Right? And he's putting out the same cultural Marxism. So the cultural Marxism is coming from the top down. It is approved by these CEOs. And it could be considered part of the communist conspiracy because, as we know, communism was a heavily Jewish movement and still is. And so my argument is we have to switch to other medias. That's why I'm a big fan of RBN, and I only donate to our type of media. And I promote the dropping of cable, putting up antennas so you're not giving money away. I mean, why pay to be brainwashed into cultural Marxism? And okay. So those are my points. I'll take your remarks offline, off the phone. Okay, gentlemen?
Okay, thank you for the call, Paul.
All right, thank you.
I've met and known any number of Jewish men and women who have turned their back on their Jewish heritage and basically they're atheists and have become communists. So that's been my personal observation in being politically active off and on for basically half a century. Any follow-up there, Jeff?
Yeah, cultural Marxism was invented by, you can attribute it to three people, Willy Munzenberg, who was a German millionaire communist, Anatoly Gramsci, who was Italian, he wasn't Jewish, and Mr. Lukács in Hungary, who was, I don't think he was Jewish, I don't know, but they weren't Jewish in the sense that Lukács wasn't Jewish, in the sense that he didn't go to synagogue. Lenin wasn't Jewish. Stalin wasn't Jewish. Khrushchev wasn't Jewish. So I don't, you know, yes, Jewish people are involved in all kinds of things. So then to blame the Jews, this is coming out of, well, we know Hitler made the claim that there was something called Jewish Bolshevism, but it was complete nonsense. It was just not true. And I might explain why Hitler did that. Germany was defeated in World War I, and it was defeated by a coalition of many countries, including Italy, France, Britain. Russia also had been in the coalition, Romania, the United States. And so Hitler says in Mein Kampf, he says, we can't scare the German people by telling them how many enemies they have. We have to somehow make all of their enemies into one enemy. And that's why he invented this idea of the Jews are the real enemy, because then he could make them seem weak and not so scary, you know, because Jewish people aren't really violent people. You know, they're not really scary people. So this was a political trick by a German demagogue, and it's a shame that it's still being, you know, decades after Hitler was defeated, it's a shame it's still being repeated on the radio in the United States.
It is, but it's a free country and you get to say what you want to say. This is all a part of a grand plan to weaken the United States, to weaken the military, to change two plus millennium tradition that women have an elevated protected status in Western society, that they should be protected from harm, protected from warfare, protected from violence. And here we are changing that at the most foundational level, that we now believe 18-year-old American young women should be in combat uniform alongside in the foxhole with U.S. Marines, as a U.S. Marine herself. That is so bizarre and so freakish, in my opinion, and flies in the face of traditional American values, traditional Western culture, traditional Christian values. To bring this about is mind-boggling, isn't it, Jeff?
It is, and it also flies in the face of military efficiency, because a platoon of soldiers does not function as a platoon of soldiers if there are women among the platoon, because the instinct of the men will be to protect the women.
It will be. And that's what's been happening. We've had continuous wars now since 2001. And if you talk to any veterans who were in these outfits that had women in them, you will find multiple examples of the men going out of the way to protect the women. And that's just the way American men are, is they will protect the women to the adverse effect of the mission statement and the unit as a whole.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you know, biology is is real. The differences between men and women are real biological differences. And the division of labor in society is made around that. But of course, the Marxists, you know, the cultural Marxists, but the Marxists from the beginning, they wanted to destroy motherhood. They wanted to destroy the family. They wanted to destroy normal sexuality. You read the Engels, Marx's companion on the family, and you see these same, you know, strange ideas that are very destructive of family life being promoted by the communists, you know, 120 years ago, 130
Absolutely.
Years ago. Yeah.
Absolutely. Nothing new. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
And we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 25th of April, visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. That's jrnyquist.com. Jeff, we keep putting the word out every week here. We're reaching literally thousands of people every week, and we're having an impact on these folks, some of whom will pay heed and some will actually take action, possibly getting their children out of these public schools, getting involved in a conservative Christian church, and doing their little part in their community to stand tall against cultural Marxism. Right, Jeff?
Yes, that is the way to do it. Absolutely. Yeah, and the most important thing, of course, is the truth. The truth is the greatest gift that we have, to find the truth. And, of course, like the Bible says, the truth will make you free. We need to be honest with ourselves, and we need to be good citizens, and that includes being informed and not just accepting what the media tells us, because the media has been infiltrated by a hostile ideology, an ideology that wants to convert and destroy. I saw a clip on YouTube somebody sent me of Bill Maher. I hate that show. And he had Jordan Peterson on there, and he had the governor of Washington, who's really far to the left.
Right.
And they were talking about how Washington produces such good weed, pot. And this is what they're promoting, marijuana on TV, on this show, and they're laughing about it. And they were mocking the Attorney General of the United States for saying that good people don't smoke pot. They don't smoke weed. And the thing is that these sentiments, these old-fashioned sentiments, are openly mocked on these popular shows. And these are, kids are exposed to this. This is supposed to be smart talk. And they attack the president in the most amazing way. They think that they're right. They believe that they're right. And they have no clue what they're saying or doing, the damage that they do.
Some do, some don't. Once again, useful dupes. But many of these people, you're right, many of them do believe in their heart that they're doing the right thing. That's how they can sound so sincere, right, Jeff?
Yeah, it's a very troubling, and Jordan Peterson is the famous American professor who stood up against cultural Marxism on the campus and said, and people said, you're going to get arrested. And he says, well, if I lose my job and get arrested, I'll do a hunger strike. I mean, the guy is very brave, and he's become the most famous professor in the world, I think, Jordan Peterson. And the reason why he's admired is because he put his life on the line to speak out to cultural Marxism. They were preparing to fire him, and the public got behind him in Canada. There's some people who want him to run for the Prime Minister of Canada. They want him to enter politics. But, it's just amazing phenomenon. And he's on this show, and he tried to explain to them, you are disrespecting all the people who voted for Mr. Trump. And what are you going to do with these people, because they were speaking so disrespectfully of the president and of the people who voted for him, like they don't matter at all.
That's right.
And they were dumbfounded by what he said, because it had never occurred to them that these are human beings, millions of them, who voted for the president, and that by insulting the president, they were insulting them.
That's right. Well, they characterize us in flyover country as miscreants with who marry our cousins and have half our teeth. We are smart people who don't marry our cousins, and we do have all our teeth.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton called us deplorables, a basket of deplorables.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that's why she lost the election, I think.
Well, I wear, in the eyes of Hillary Clinton, I'm a deplorable, and I wear that badge proudly. Jeff, thank you. We'll have you back next week.
Okay, thanks, John.
Appreciate it. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.